What's up, everybody? You are listening to Switch Flicks, the podcast where we love and hate movies at the same time. I'm your host, Omar, and I'm here with my favorite puppy killer, Haysom. Haysom, how's it going?
You know, my girlfriend, big dog lover, loves dogs. Yeah, it's why she has this cute little nickname for me. She calls me son of a bitch, like, all the time. She tried to get me neutered.
The rules of the podcast are simple. Haysom and I review something. One of us will have to love it. One of us will have to hate it. Who does what will be determined by the flip of a coin.
The coin of fate?
The coin of fate? The catch is that at any point in our debate, we can use the switch to change positions. So if you loved it, you now hate it. And if you hated it, you now love it. Spoilers, as always, today we are reviewing Disney's Cruella. Let us begin with our patented one breath synopsis. Here we go. Let's see what you have in store for me. Cruella is a 2021 American crime comedy film based on the character Cruella de Vil from Dodie Smith's 1956 novel, The 101 Dalmatians. Estella Miller is a creative child with a talent for fashion, but has a cruel streak of leading her mother, Catherine, to nickname her Cruella. Estella is a young and clever grifter who's determined to make a name for herself in the fashion world. She soon meets a pair of thieves who appreciate her appetite for mischief, and together they build a life for themselves on the streets of London. However, when Estella befriends fashion legend Baron S. von Helmut, she embraces her wicked side to become the raucous and revenge-bent Cruella. Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will to see her. Isn't take a sudden chill, Cruella, Cruella de Vil, the curl of her hips, the ice in her stare, all innocent children had better beware. She's like a spider waiting for the kill. Look out for Cruella de Vil. At first you think Cruella is the devil, but after time has worn away the shock, you come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes underneath, watching you from underneath the rock. The vampire bat, the idiot, would be ought to be locked up and never released. The world was such a wholesome place until Cruella, Cruella de Vil.
You had to put a song.
I mean, if you want to know who Cruella is, then the song's very important.
It's very descriptive, very descriptive.
I mean, you did well there, but I have to say I was disappointed that, you know, you didn't get the melody in there. Your voice wasn't great.
How about you know, shut the fuck up?
I am now about to flip the coin of fate. If it lands on heads, you love Cruella. If it lands on tails, you hate it. Here goes nothing. Tails.
Oh.
You hate Cruella. Stylish, enigmatic, a female-driven romp. Cruella is so good. I, for one, am so happy to see the other side of the coin. You know, the story of the evil person. I love this trend that's going on with Disney right now. I can't wait to see their version of how Hitler was actually a nice guy, just misunderstood in his youth because he was bullied by his cousin. Loved Cruella.
This is just a cash grab, jumping on the bandwagon of trying to see how the villain became the villain, except unlike Joker, which actually ended up with, you know, you understanding that this is the actual Joker, this film cannot possibly get to that point. You cannot possibly get to the point where Cruella de Vil is a character that you appreciate because she's a psychotic puppy killer in the original. So because of that major flaw, this film was doomed to failure.
But why was she a psychotic puppy killer, right? And that is the thing that I've always wanted to know. Ever since I was a child and I saw 101 Dalmatians, I asked myself, but why?
But why?
And this film finally answers that question, right? Because her parents were killed by dogs.
But they weren't, even in this film. Even in this film, it shows that the Dalmatians didn't purposefully kill her mother. It was the Baroness who signaled to them to jump and push her off the cliff. In fact, they even take the dogs and keep them at home, and they become one big happy family. So it still doesn't make sense.
Right? No, exactly. That works in the subtext of the film. You thought the dogs were evil for killing the mom, but then you find out that, no, they weren't evil, right? The true evil is somewhere else. And that's exactly what they're saying about Cruella. Cruella and the dogs are one, right? And this film does all kinds of great takes like that with nice little callbacks to the original film, but it's not tied down to that original film and the original ideas. They change things. They surprise us. This movie was full of surprises.
This was full of surprises because all they were trying to do was to stuff the concept of the original film into this new shape. You know, they just threw money at it. They changed the characters in ways that they're not even recognizable anymore. The two henchmen who were complete evil, you know, horrible, you know, people in the original are now these lovable characters. Cruella herself is, you know, so much more acceptable and lovable. And it's like they're changing the story so dramatically, and yet they're trying so hard to wrestle it back into the shape of 101 Dalmatians that they might as well have just made a whole new movie. Why did they do this? They did this because they're just trying to make money. They're not trying to make any new content
This is not the problem. What the real problem is that in the world that we live right now, IP is king, right? The audience does not want to see films like they don't. If this movie was made without the Cruella name, it was just about some fashionistas fighting each other, people wouldn't go watch it. And therefore, Disney's making the bold decisions to use the power that they have to create original ideas, just giving them under the names of their old films to drive audiences to cinema.
Are you saying that this is an original idea that is that has been snuck in under the banner of a franchise?
Exactly.
So Disney's the good guy, and the audience is the bad guy.
Yes, the audience is the bad guy. We only want to watch Marvel movies. We only want to watch franchise films. And so the creators of this movie and Disney have found a way to give us original, bold takes and snuck into our big budget blockbusters. And that's so amazing.
All they did in this movie was just raid a wardrobe warehouse, okay? Slap on a bunch of, fancy clothes, give a payday to some well-known actors, and then just have them run around with a bunch of CGI animals for a couple of hours.
Switch.
This film is about female empowerment, okay? This film is about a young woman who has everything taken away from her, who is raised by a woman who just wants nothing but for her to do well and be happy, and who is then thrown into the streets, who has her whole life stripped bare, but then through the power of friendship and through her own grit and determination and creativity, she becomes the force of nature that is Cruella. I'm telling you, this film is a message to young women everywhere.
This movie is anti-woman. It is anti-female power. It is telling us that, women who are powerful are evil, and they have to be evil, and they have to be crazy, and they have to be hysterical. That's what it's calling its female characters. All the female characters in this movie are hateable. They're not nice. And they're telling women that, you know what women like? Women like fashion, okay? Women want to be designers.
How can you say that? This film also has representation from the LGBTQ community with the friend who's the fashion designer. This film has her friend who's also the female reporter, who's extremely grounded and very, very, very clear-headed. This film has the original mom, who is very sweet and very loving. You know, you've only got two characters in this film who are vying for this, this villainous personality. You know, it's Cruella and the Baroness. That's it. But their characters are so powerful. They're so overwhelmingly powerful that they make you feel like, they're filling up the whole film.
They are so overbearing.
Acting.
And over the top. It's so campy and hammy. It is, I want to say it's cartoony, but then it doesn't have any of the fun and personality of a cartoon.
It has all the fun and the personality of the cartoons. You've got all of the jokes. You've got the two bumbling buddies Horace and whoever, who are just full of laughs. Great actors, mm-hmm. both of them. Great comic relief. You've got the little dogs that are constantly, you know, getting into little escapades, you know, getting into trouble, getting them out of trouble. You've got the little dog with the eyepiece who dresses up as a rat once yep. in a while. Made me laugh every single time. You know, you've got, this movie is just expertly done. This is Disney at its very best. This is peak Disney.
This is Disney trying too hard to make something gritty. And what's with the music, by the way? The wall-to-wall shoehorning of just contemporary.
Switch, you are, switch.
You know, wall-to-wall music. You know, music is a real driver of, it really propulses the story into.
Propulses? Did you say propulses?
It's propulses.
What's propulses? You know?
The music is really not only propulsive, but it also grounds the movie into the time frame where the movie takes place. The design of this film is so great. Set in, you know, in London.
Who cares about the 60s? Who cares about London? Those are two things that we don't need any more of in our lives today, okay? 60s is out. It's old. It's already 50 years ago, man. You know, get the hell out of here with the 60s, okay? London? Pff, hello, mate. Oh, I'm from London. Look at me, blimey. You know, I've had enough of London, okay? Those are two things that we don't need, all right? Fashion. Who needs fashion these days, okay? We are past fashion, all right? You can't gild. This is just gilding the, what do you say, like the poop? Gilding the poop, I think, is the phrase.
Turn of phrase. Is this so, because we are past fashion, is this why you are naked right now recording this podcast?
Absolutely. It's also for my own personal comfort and hygiene, but yes.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say hygiene, but...
hygiene, I mean, you know, I got to let it all air out.
Okay.
Because of the rash.
You do have what I thought was Dalmatian spot makeup all over your body, but now I know it's a rash.
Dalmatians suck. Of all breeds of animal, of all animals, between bears and lions and tigers and every single breed of dog, Dalmatians are simply the worst. They are not a hero dog. They don't know if they're black or white, which is kind of racist as well. They are racist dogs. They're bony. Yeah. They're not cuddly. They're dumb. I mean, what? They're not even worth making a coat out of, to be honest, as far as that. They're a mongrel. They're a mangy mutt. Wow. They stink.
You are
stupid.
An awful...
Dalmatians are the worst.
You have a dog. I feel really weird about you.
Much better dog. I have a Boston Terrier. Listen. Half black, half white. Very, very cool.
No.
You know, Dalmatians, on the other hand, what's with the spots? You know, spots are very creepy. You know, so look, I think that my point is that more Dalmatians should have been killed part of the film if they wanted to make it any better.
I think that you are clearly a dog hater. You know, there's the good... There's the good Omar, and then there's the evil side of you, Omar asshole, right? And that guy is really coming out right now.
But it doesn't really have the same, it doesn't flow as well as Cruella.
Speaking,
you know, like Omar asshole just sounds like asshole.
Speaking of character change, let's talk about the, you know, the switch between the two Emmas,
the
Estella and Cruella. No, not switch.
Are you switching?
I mean, I'm just saying, this, like, the transformation, the great transformation between from, you know, Estella to Cruella that Emma Stone does. Her acting is fantastic in this film.
It's over the top. It is bloated. It is just insufferable. The transformation between the two happens so suddenly that you don't even have a moment to like appreciate any kind of psychological change. Like what they did in Joker, that transformation happened over the course of 2 hours. When in Cruella, it happened like, oh, she just had a bad night. Suddenly she's like, I'm Cruella. Ooh, look at me. I've come into my own and now I am this evil genius. Like, give me a break, man. It's just brilliant. It's just brilliant how she turns on a dime. You know, she just like she should be on this show because she can switch just like at the drop of a hat.
Are you asking me to switch?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No. What I'm saying is that the acting capacity in this film was incredible. Disney just pulled out all the stops to make this film a fantastical romp, you know, with great actors, great cast, great script, beautiful wardrobe and setting. I mean, this is peak Disney, peak Disney.
The wardrobe is so, you know, like people are talking about the great wardrobe in this film. Now, I understand fashion, okay?
You do, yeah. If, you really do. You're like a fashionista.
If there's one thing people know about me is that I am extremely fashionable.
Very much so. You're always just on trend. You're a trendsetter. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because when people look at me, they go like, is this fashion week? Because your fashion's really weak. But I'm looking at all these clothes and I have to say, they're not practical. They don't look comfortable.
They're high fashion. They're not meant to be practical. Yeah,
you gotta be high to think they're fashionable. Okay? So, I mean, the one thing this movie could have going for itself is the fashion. And even there, it fails quite miserably.
Switch.
The fashion in this movie, I'm wearing clothes from Cruella right now.
Are you?
Can you describe what you're wearing? Of course. It's a gown with a low cut, low cut and low, backless. It's low cut.
Low cut and backless.
With a
That's
fish
a gown?
Slit across the legs and with a belly belt.
Yeah. So you're wearing a low-cut, backless gown with a fish slit on the leg and a belly belt.
Absolutely.
Genius. All right. Well, look, I think I'll take this moment to say that I think that we've reached the natural conclusion of this debate. Tell me, what did you really think of Cruella?
I thought it was fine. I think it was one of the better of these the movies they're doing. Like, it's Maleficent but good, or whatever version that Disney's been doing. I liked it more than I thought I would. I did not have any particularly strong feelings, but I think it's good.
I had strong feelings.
Tell me about your strong feelings.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really, really good. And in fact, I didn't expect to enjoy it because, you know, I'd heard from, you know, other people that it was like, it doesn't really make sense. How can you really, you know, this doesn't make sense as a franchise because Cruella is so, so evil in 101 Dalmatians that you can't possibly make her good. Like, you can't make her a protagonist, you know? But I didn't care because the movie was so well done. Its entertainment factor was like top tier. You know, it was beautifully shot. The acting was exceptional. I mean, all the cast was just right on point. The wardrobe, I mean, look, fashion was a huge aspect of it. And they killed it. Every single outfit was like, wow, this is so beautiful, you know? And it was so entertaining because of all those elements, particularly the acting, particularly the characters, right? And it was funny. It had a lot of lighthearted moments, you know. I could imagine that, you know, this is a very good family movie as well, you know. The weakest part about it, of course, the weakest point was this kind of gymnastics that they were trying to do, these acrobatics that they were trying to do to try to connect this to, like, 101 Dalmatians and make this Cruella that Cruella and make all the characters fit. And I guess they did, but the only way that I can justify this is by saying, like, this isn't like directly connected to it. This is the Cruella verse, the Dalmatian verse, right? And this is an alternate dimension where Cruella de Vil does not want to murder 101 puppies to make a coat. She does not become that evil, you know, that this is a slightly different variation of it. If I look at it that way, then I kind of start to accept that, you know.
Yeah, but I think you can't watch. I think if you watch this movie and you're kind of like, you know, think this is a prequel. This is not a prequel, right? I don't think this is in a way a prequel because I don't see how this leads to the other movie. I did not have a problem with that. Yes, the movie tries in a weird way to be like, this is Cruella, but also not. This isn't that
exactly.
Cruel. She's not going to kill dogs, I promise, you know? But I didn't really, I think one of the things about it is that I don't have some kind of really strong feelings towards 101 Dalmatians where I would be offended if this movie did this, right? That's what I mean.
True, but not many people do, right? Like, I don't know a lot of Dalmatian heads. Like, don't you fuck with my 101 Dalmatians, you know? Like I don't know anyone who has strong feelings towards 101 Dalmatians. Right. I have positive memories of it, but that's it.
Before we do go on with what I feel about this movie, what do you really feel about Dalmatians? I want to clear that. I want people to think you're some kind of dog hater. So please tell us how we feel.
I can't stand down. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All dogs are created equal in my eyes, you know? Okay. Whether you're an Alsatian or a Bulldog or a Boston Terrier or, yes, even a Dalmatian, all dogs are wonderful creatures that all dogs go to heaven. One of my favorite animated movies of all time. So,
yes.
No, I was just playing. I was playing the villain. I was playing the heel when I went off on one on Dalmatians. Yes, yes.
Correct. Yeah.
But Boston Terriers are better, though. I'll tell you that much.
Going back to my feelings about the film, I think that it's visually it's dazzling. Like you said, the costumes are amazing. That kind of the period setting of it is just so good. And I think Emma Stone and Emma Thompson, the two Emmas, like really kill it. They're having so much fun. There's this great scene where Emma Stone's in front of the fountain and when she's finally decided to be Cruella and like she nails that. It's just this one long take. It's not the kind of performance that you'd imagine would be in a movie like this, but it's there and it's really, really strong. It's fun. I can't really think of a lot of things I would really kind of complain about in the film. I think it's a little overlong.
I would complain about the transformation. I'd complain about the fact that she suddenly becomes Cruella. I felt like that was very jarring. Like that I feel like that could have been kind of, I don't know, something that could have been treated a little bit more smoothly. That's for me like the biggest thing that sticks out. But I don't have other complaints. It's not like this film is just it's there for you to enjoy it very much like one of the older Disney movies. Like this is the thing that I liked about it. It kind of felt like a new technology, new actors, new execution, but the spirit of, you know, one of these like really enjoyable older Disney films, but just the energy was kind of ramped up in terms of like its pace and its style. And it made me I had a good time watching it. And I think that's a big factor when looking at any film is that, you can criticize it in so many different ways, but did you enjoy it? Did you feel good or did you feel something, you know, did you have a memorable positive experience of some kind watching it? And I have to say, this surprised me. I didn't think that I would enjoy it as much as I did.
I think I got a little bored, a little somewhere in the middle. When the movie becomes a little repetitive, I think, when they're doing like the clash against the fashion clash thing, you know,
that
where she's
actually,
upstaging
that was
her.
Actually the part that I liked the most, to be honest.
Really?
I liked the middle more than the beginning and end. Yeah. Because the beginning was trying really hard to set it up. Then the middle I thought was the most fun. You know, it just kind of stood on its own like this, you know, back and forth repartees between them, all the different fashion, all the different kind of like, you know, who's going to upstage who. Yeah. And then the end was fine, but it just felt like it was trying to tie everything back together to 101 Dalmatians. So I really did enjoy the middle part.
My favorite part of the movie was, and I kind of wish the whole movie was this, but then it wouldn't be the Cruella movie, but was her Estella like making her way up in the fashion thing, you know, she's the toilet cleaner and then she gets, you know, she does the window
I like
thing.
That.
And
I enjoyed that
that's
too.
That's my favorite section of the, and then she joins the work and she does all, and like, you know, and
that's
she's
like the beginning
like the
of
Devil
the
Wears Prada kind of thing that was kind of going on before the movie gets again, like a little more cartoony-ish, like towards the second. But I kind of loved that section. I was really into that film.
I really like the henchmen as well. Both of those actors.
Great.
One of whom was the guy from like, he's from like, Karate Kid series and what's that movie, Jewel? It's the movie where he's suspected to be like a bomber, but he's Richard Jewell.
Is that what
it's
that
called
is?
Richard Jewell. That's who it is. That's who it is. He's in Karate Kid, the Karate Kid series, he's like Stingray.
Yeah.
And then he's like Richard Jewell. And now he's this cockney British guy. I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
This guy's great. Got some great range, huh?
Seriously, he's all range, right? So he's cool. I like the other henchman who was in Yesterday.
Yeah.
He was pretty good. Very, very sympathetic. Like you kind of like, he just has the type of guy, like you kind of feel for him. The dog seemed CGI a lot of the time. That was a bit distracting, but I mean, whatever, you know, you can kind of deal with that. It's not a big deal.
It's fine.
You know, Emma Thompson was fantastic. All of her supporting cast, like her coterie, you know, who are terrified of her. I really loved like how their tonalities, you know, Mark Strong, you know, as soon as he comes in, you're like, I thought he was going to be seriously evil because that's Mark Strong. I was like, oh, he's going to be like the evilest evil. He's going to be more evil than her. But then surprise, surprise, he's actually like, you know, on, you know, Cruella's side. It's just, it's a very colorful, very enjoyable, you know, experience, you know? So like, I don't know where they're going to go with it, but I wouldn't be surprised if they
the
did
Mark
another.
Strong thing. I was like, oh, is he going to turn out to be the dad? Because he's like bald. Maybe his hair color is also like black and white.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that did happen.
Maybe he's going to
I was like, that was a twist, you know? You find out that he's the dad.
But they wrapped it up in a really weird way too. Like it just really, they really tried to hurry. Like I didn't like the ending, like how they kind of, you know, didn't like is a strong way to put it. It's like, oh, she pushes her off. It turns into a parachute. Everybody sees her. And then she gives her fortune to Cruella. Like, and I'm like, that seems like such a, oh, let's just wrap it up. And who cares about any rules, you know, kind of thing. But it didn't, it didn't ruin the film in any way. I was just like, okay, fine. I guess they just needed to end it at some point. You know, they could have done that better. They could have done a better ending and they could have done a slightly better, smoother transition from Estella to Cruella. But again, it was just a lot of fun and I really enjoyed it. So how many moth-covered designer dresses would you give?
Why would you not ask me how many Dalmatians? Like that's like right there. Like why would you go with this other thing?
Because you know, I just wanted to change it up a little bit.
Yeah,
you know how
well,
I feel
true.
About Dalmatians.
Okay, I would give it a 6.9. Yeah.
That's not bad. That's not bad. You know, it's not terrible. You know, I would, you know, again, through my super scientific calculation, I've actually gone up to a 7.9 on this, which is pretty high recently, you know, very high, actually. I was thinking of knocking it over into the eights, but I was like, no, I can't. I'm going to save that. You know, I was like, just for sheer enjoyment, like maybe I should push it into the eights, but no, I'm gonna be restrained, keep it at 7.9 and leave the eights to something that really, really, you know, blows me away.
Because if there's anything about Cruella, the film, you know, it teaches you, it's restraint.
It's Yes, absolutely. Thank you for listening to Switch Flicks. If you loved or hated the show, please do rate, subscribe, and leave some comments. Your support is the rehashed intellectual property of our dreams.